whatever it may be that you're scared of, whatever it is where that imposter syndrome is setting in, you want to visualize yourself, because the more that you put yourself through mentally that situation, the easier it's going to be for you when it actually comes up.
Welcome to the Dream Smarter Podcast, a no BS conversation about entrepreneurship and becoming successful in smart and efficient ways.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dream Smarter Podcast. My name is Alex. I'm the host of this podcast, as well as the founder and visionary behind High Moon Studio, which is a brand and website design agency and education platform for designers and entrepreneurs. So excited to have you here today. We are covering a topic that hits very close to my heart, and I'm sure it hits very close to many of your hearts. And P.S., my dog is here, too. He's putting his little nose on the microphone. If you don't know, I have a golden retriever. His name is Haynes. Haynes, say hi.
Oh, he just gave me a kiss.
I think I'm going to have to go on an intermission and put him away so he doesn't interrupt the podcast. All right, intermission done. I am back. He's in a little, not timeout, but a little Haynes time. He's spending some Haynes time. So back to the episode. Today, we're going to cover something that every single person feels, no matter what your field is, what industry you're working in, if you are an entrepreneur, if you are working for somebody else, and that is imposter syndrome and comparing yourself to others. I am going to speak about it through the lens of entrepreneurs, but know that this episode can be a resource for you, no matter what the imposter syndrome or comparison is relating to. It may be body image, it may be lifestyle, it may be work, it may be whatever, you know, whatever it may be, beauty standards, what have you. You can use these tips in any aspect of your life. And I think really when you look at imposter syndrome and comparison and all of those different things, I think it's good to know that we all feel these things, no matter who we are, no matter how successful we are. There's always this keeping up with the Joneses type of feeling as humans. And it's hard. It's really hard. But there is some sort of comfort found in the fact that we all feel this and we can all be there for each other to get through all of the emotions and the feels that come with imposter syndrome and comparing yourself to others. So let's get right into this episode. All right, so we're going to start with imposter syndrome. This feeling for me is very strong. I've felt imposter syndrome my whole life. I'm sure all of you guys have, but it's something that I've really had to learn to get over. So all the tips that I'm going to talk about today are tips that I practice myself when it comes to imposter syndrome. There are so many different levels that come to life and business and everything that you do. And when you're gearing up to go to the next level, there is definitely a sense of fear. There's definitely a sense of imposter syndrome. And it's one of those things that you really have to work on spiritually, in your soul, in your mindset, emotionally, all of the things. So my first tip would be separating your feeling from the fact. So oftentimes when we get an imposter syndrome, right, it's like I was just saying, we're getting to the next level of something, we're getting invited to do something, the universe is inviting us, or we are initiating it. And there is that little voice inside of our head that says, you can't do that. And we need to first separate. I've learned this in therapy. Thank you. Shout out to my therapist. We need to separate the little us from the big us, the real us. And that little person that lives inside of your head is a part of you, but it does not define you. So really understanding and separating, you know, who you really are between, you know, the feeling and the facts. So like, yes, I may feel like little Alex may feel like she's not ready for this. Little Alex may feel like, you know, I can't do it or what have you. But the fact of the matter is, I fucking can. Yeah, I can. And it's empowering, because when you sit there and you separate yourself and you say, listen, I can fucking do this, little Alex, shut the fuck up. Big Alex is stepping on the stage and she is gonna go for it. I mean, what's the worst that can happen, right? So I think that has really helped me a lot when it comes to imposter syndrome, especially as High Moon Studio grows so rapidly and we're starting some new businesses and all of that stuff. I'm entering into territories that are very unknown, that are very scary, and just separating the feeling from the fact and having a growth mindset and understanding that, sure, I may fuck up, but I can still do it and I'm not perfect, but that's okay. I will figure it out as I go. I got this. That has helped me so much. Number two, bringing light to the positives, not the negatives. And almost too, I feel like looking to your past and looking at times when you had imposter syndrome and then realizing that you did the damn thing, even though you had it and you got through it and maybe you even fucking killed it, right? You're like, oh my God, like I thought I was gonna suck at that and I did amazing. I did way better than I expected. Everything was so great. Why was I even thinking that I couldn't do that? So really just shutting up that voice in your head, the little you that continues to tell you that you can't do something, and then shining light and bringing more attention to the parts of you, the positives that I know I can do this. I got this. Look at all these skills I have. You know, I've been doing this for 10 years. I have gone to school. I have done the work. Like I can do this. I am capable. Super important. Number three, you need to learn how to remove the narrative. And shout out to my friend Tina, who I know is probably listening, who is a therapist. She's not my therapist, but she is a therapist. And she was explaining narratives to me and how she uses that in her practice. And I think it was really brilliant. And so you just need to remove the narratives of your life. So we create these stories, and narratives are stories. So we create these stories inside of our head of how we think that our life is going to go. And we put ourselves in a box and we put this imaginary ceiling on top of us, or society puts this imaginary ceiling in our head that we then place in our life. And then when things become unreal of like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe this is happening to me, that's usually when the imposter syndrome starts to set in of like, I didn't plan on being able to do this. I didn't know that I was going to be this person to be XYZ, or I never pictured myself charging this much for a project or working with these types of clients or being able to do whatever it is. So that is a narrative that you have in your head, and you need to just take that fucking narrative and smash that shit on the ground and say, you know what? That is something that I had planned. It's a story that I made up in my head in the past, planning for the future. And I need to remove it because it no longer serves me. So just remove that narrative and move on. Tip number four is visualize yourself doing it, whatever it may be that you're scared of, whatever it is that where that imposter syndrome is setting in. You want to visualize yourself, because the more that you put yourself through mentally that situation, the easier it's going to be for you when it actually comes up. So if you can sit here and you can just like imagine, it's like manifestation, right? When you're manifesting something, which I should do a whole podcast on that, but when you're manifesting something, you want to imagine yourself already having that thing. How do you feel? You know, what is that feeling that's coming out of your body? How is your body acting? What is your mind saying? Are you smiling? Are you nervous? What is it? Like, really picture yourself. Imagine your life like a movie and visualize yourself doing the thing that you're scared of. And you're going to realize it's not that scary. We are fearful as humans. Think back in your life to something that you went through. It could be something super positive. It could be something super negative. And generally, you look back and you say, well, shit, it wasn't as scary as I thought, even in negative situations, which trauma is like a whole nother topic. But it seems like no, but even though it's a big deal, right? They're always big deals, but it seems less of a big deal when you're actually going through it. And so when you're visualizing yourself doing these things, it's setting yourself up for success. It's saying, listen, I can feel the feels of me doing it. I can, and even if it's not exactly how it's going to go, right? Because you can never like actually plan every single little detail, but imagining yourself in that situation and visualizing it and putting yourself there, that's going to set you up, you know, to actually do the thing and remove some of that imposter syndrome. Tip number five. I always like to ask myself, are you willing? Are you willing to do it? Will you do everything that you can to figure it out? I mean, in all honesty, when it comes to business shit, and like if somebody else has done it, I know that I can do it. Even if somebody hasn't done it, I bet on myself. I don't bet on my business. I bet on myself because I'm the one running this shit, right? You're the one running your fucking business. Are you willing to put in the work? Are you willing to do everything that you can to figure it out? And if the answer is yes, the imposter syndrome can just fly away like a butterfly, right? Like, bye. See you fucking never, except probably see you soon, right? But seriously, ask yourself, are you willing? If the answer is no, fine. Move on to something else, right? There's so many opportunities in life. You don't have to like stick to one thing. But if the answer is yes, I'm willing to do it to get to XYZ, put in the work. You got this. It will be worth it in the end. And number six, do your best. That's all you can ask of yourself. Do your best. That's it. If you know that you're doing your best, that's all you can do. It's all good. This is, I mean, goodness gracious. We need to take life a little less seriously, in my opinion. We just need to chill the fuck out and realize, like, humans overwork, okay? Like, we are humans. We are not superheroes. We do our best. And if we fail, we learn. If we fail, we learn. And goodness great, I love failing, okay? Because I love learning. Because when you fail and then you learn and you actually take something away from the situation, it makes anything that you do in the future better. And you become stronger. You become smarter. All of the things. But if you succeed, oh, hell yeah. Then you fucking succeed. And then look at that imposter syndrome that you were all terrified of. You learn that, like, that imposter syndrome that you were so afraid of, the thing that you were so scared to do, you did it and you succeeded. And it makes you understand that, yes, imposter syndrome is a thing. But again, I am not going to let it define me. It's a part of me. It's a part of my little me. And it's not a part of the big me. And it's not going to define me. And I'm going to do the things in my life that I know that I am willing to do, regardless of being afraid, regardless of the imposter syndrome. Okay. I hope all of these tips helped for that. We're going to move on now to comparison, comparing yourself to others, comparing yourself to other businesses, etc. So comparing yourself to other people, it's a real thing. We all do it. No matter, again, how successful we are, all of the things, we all compare ourselves to others. There is always going to be somebody out there who's doing something better than you. Fact. Unless you're like Elon Musk or something, but he still probably compares himself to other people. But anyway, okay, so here are my tips. Number one, stay in your own fucking lane. That is something I had to teach myself. Like, Alex, like, I don't really learn from other people. I don't watch what other people are doing. I am a person who's like, I want to teach and I want to stay in my own lane and do my own fucking thing and not pay attention to what other people are doing. I'm going to figure out the best way to do things for me. Basically, the grass grows where you water it. So stay focused, stay in your lane. If you find yourself focusing so much on other people, maybe you need to do a little detox, remove yourself from the situation. So if you go to social media, I mean, we all get stuck in this trap, right? You go and like, whether it's like, all these hot girls, right, who are posing half naked and you're like, why doesn't my body look like that? Or if it's a bunch of businesses who are sharing how much money they made and you're just like feeling like crap because COVID really hit your business hard or whatever, really look at that and say, do I need to either remove them from my feed or do I need to just detox in general from social media? And it doesn't even have to be social media. It can be other things. You really have to focus on where your mind goes when you're doing things and just pay attention to your brain and to your emotions and how you feel and nurture yourself, you know, give yourself hugs all day and hug like mental hugs, emotional hugs, all of those types of things and know when enough is enough. Along with that, this is tip number two. We have to remember that it's all a fucking highlight reel, you guys. I mean, you look at my life and you're probably like, oh my God, so glamorous, Alex. Oh my God, she's killing it. You guys, I literally live alone. All I do is work. I'm right now sitting on my floor in my apartment drinking wine. I was supposed to be doing dry January, but I failed miserably. It's me and my dog every day. I get really lonely. I today like rarely put on makeup. Honestly, I've had a really hard day. I was extremely tired all day. I could have slept all day, but I had to like rip myself out of bed. Yeah. And that's, you know, to be honest with you, majority of the days are hard. They're not easy. They're not glamorous. I show glamorous stuff on social media for sure because I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but my days are not perfect whatsoever. Not at all. I barely drink enough water most days. You know, it's like today I've been feeling really yucky about my body. I have been trying to work out and eat less, and it's been really hard for me because it brings me comfort to eat yummy food because I'm here alone by myself every single day. Sad. I have days where I cry and I can't get out of bed. And I have days where with my business, all I do all day is literally message back and forth with my lawyer. I mean, it's not all I do all day, but it's like message back and forth with my lawyer because all these people are copying my shit and I just feel really depressed because everybody's copying my shit. And then there's days where I like am supposed to get client work done and I can't. And I just like hate myself because my brain isn't working and I have brain, you know what I mean? Like, but if I talked about that shit all day, that would be so unmotivating. But know that that is the truth. That is the fucking truth. Instagram, it's all a highlight reel. And I try and be as authentic as possible on Instagram and on the podcast and all the things, but it's really hard to, I mean, I'm not a negative person, so I don't like talking about negative things, but know that we all struggle with the same fucking shit. Even the gorgeous Instagram models out there, they're photoshopping their pictures and they're sad because they have cellulite and their body's not perfect. When in reality, we look at their body and we're like, your body's perfect. Why would you ever think that? It's just sad. We're all so hard on ourselves, you guys. And it is all a highlight. We all have struggles. We are all the same. We share the same emotions. So know that you're not alone. We all look at the same moon, okay? At night, we look up and we look at the same moon. And we all struggle through the similar things in life. And, you know, we need to start being a bit more compassionate and empathetic towards each other and more so towards ourselves. So know that it's just a highlight reel. You fucking got this. Don't compare yourself to, you know, the perfect moments of people's lives. Look at what you post on social media and what you're hiding and imagine that every single other person is doing the exact same thing. So tip number three is also an extension of that. Practice gratitude. Find the beauty in your own life and in your own skills. You are so fucking special. Like, you're so special. There are things about you that I don't have and I'm jealous as fuck, whoever you are. You know, we all have little special things about us and we need to figure out what those special things are so that we can look at those things every single day we wake up and say, I am fucking grateful about this special thing about myself that I am able to walk through this world and offer it to the world or offer it to myself or offer it to my loved ones, whatever it may be. So literally every day, if you struggle with comparison a lot, I suggest grabbing a journal, go buy a cute ass journal online. I love buying a new journal. It inspires me to write. It's like buying a new workout outfit, right? So go and buy a cute journal and make that your gratitude journal. Like, this is my gratitude journal and I'm going to wake up and the first thing I'm going to fucking do every day is I'm going to wake up, I'm going to open my eyes and it's going to be right next to my bed. I'm going to grab that journal and I'm going to write down five things that I'm grateful for and get specific. And it can be something so fucking stupid. It can be, I am grateful that I have heat in my house because today in LA, it was like 60 degrees and I was freezing, which is hilarious because I'm from Wisconsin. Or I am grateful that I can openly smoke weed because I live in California. Oh, I am grateful that I taught my dog to give me a hug and he knows when I say, can I have a hug? And he comes over and gives me a hug. You know, it can be so silly, but all those little things are not silly. The little things add up to the big things. So just, you know, gratitude journal, everybody. It makes you a better person. It makes you happier. It makes you realize when we're comparing ourselves, we're forgetting about all the beauty in our own lives. So just like really recognize how beautiful you are. Mind, body, soul, spirit. Okay. Like beauty is not skin deep. So just remember all of those things. And remember, you know, in business, like what are you fucking good at? Because you're good at something that I'm not good at. And the reason why, you know, the successful people become successful in business is because they harness what they're good at. They recognize it, they find it, and they say, I am going to beat this thing to death because I'm good at it and I know I'm here to share this with the world. So find that little thing about yourself and keep doing it. Keep doing it. It will give you so much purpose. Okay, next tip. Be realistic with other people's successes. So I oftentimes get a little frustrated because people will message me and be like, how did you get from this to this so fast? And yes, the business grew very quickly in a year, but y'all have to remember that I have been doing this for 10, like I have been wanting this my whole life. Like literally, you guys, ever since I was a little girl, I knew that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I didn't know, right? I wasn't like, I want to be an entrepreneur, but I was like selling desserts that my grandma would make to people. I was crafting. I was doing all of these little things. And also a teacher. Like I look back and I would like force my younger siblings, I'm the oldest, I would force my younger siblings to be my students and I would teach them. And I just loved leading. And I have wanted this for so long. And I never forget, you know, in middle school and high school, I just always wanted to grow up. It's not that I hated school or anything, but it was like, it's almost like I've been here before. I've done this probably past life shit, but I've done this before. Just get me through this shit so I can do what I'm really here to do. And that is serve others and be an entrepreneur and start businesses. And really, I just want to show people that you don't have to stay in this lane that society has told us that we need to. You can literally look at life and treat it like a video game. You know, look at The Sims. Treat your life like The Sims. Like you can dress your fucking avatar however you want and you get to choose your life, okay? And you don't have to follow what other people are doing. And so that has been something that has been on my mind ever since I was little. And I have struggled through trying to figure out what it means and where I'm supposed to be. And this has like, oh my God, I've been working since I was 15 years old. Like I have made my own money and bought my own clothes since I was 15. So this is not something that was like handed to me or, you know, this is not something that I have gotten easily. I mean, I went to grad school. I went to art school. I went to undergrad. I have spent money and I have put myself in situations that have scared the fuck out of me. And I have just, wow, you guys, like this was not easy to get here. This was not a 2-year thing to get here. Like the day I started my business was not the day I started my business. I feel like, you know, like the day I got the LLC was not the day I started my business. I started this shit like 10 years ago in my brain. It took me a long ass time to get where I am. It was not easy. Understand and be realistic with other people's successes. Don't put them on a pedestal and think, oh, they just, oh my God, it was so easy for them. Like it might look like what I'm doing. It might seem effortless to me now, but this literally took me so long to get to this point. Like, trust me when I say that, it took me so long to get to this point. Also, you guys, like I am a single 29-year-old girl living in LA by myself. So I have sacrificed relationships to be where I'm at. So if you're somebody who's in a happy relationship and you're feeling bad about, you know, your business not moving as fast as possible, realize that there is a give and a take. If I were to have a significant other right now, I would not have as much time for my business and my business would not be moving as quickly as it is. That is a fact. Especially kids, for God's sakes. Okay. If I had kids, like there's no fucking way. So I understand that about other people and I have sympathy for other people. And that's why people who have like strong relationships and children and husbands and wives and boyfriends and girlfriends and whatever the fuck it may be, it's like, it's okay. You know, you're getting something that I don't have. So look at it that way, you know, understand that my business can grow really fast because I put everything into my business. And does it suck sometimes? Yeah. But like, this is the life that I'm choosing. Okay. Like I am choosing this life. Sure. I want a husband. I want kids one day. I just don't want it right now. And that's okay. And if it comes along, it comes along, but I'm not going out. That's not my priority. Let's just say that it's not my priority. So you have to create priority in your life and you have to be realistic about your life and other people's lives and understand that like, we are not, again, superheroes. I can't do it all. I can't do it all, nor can you. So make a decision. You choose what you put your energy into and I've chosen my business and that's why it's thriving. So I'm not saying like forego your relationships, but I'm saying your business might move a little bit slower than mine because you have other beautiful things in your life. Gorgeous, beautiful relationships. Beautiful children, whatever it may be. Or if you're single and you're just like wanting to fucking have fun and live life over working, okay? All of the choices that you're making are gorgeous and beautiful and they're yours and own that shit. Own your shit. Seriously, no matter what you're doing, own it and stop feeling bad about yourself. Feel grateful for the opportunity to have what you have, truly. And then the last little tip here is to learn to compete with yourself instead of others. This is kind of along the lines of staying in your own lane. Like, I am somebody who's like, I just want a better, I want to double my fucking earnings that I did last year. Alex, let's go. What can you fucking do? It's like a game. I am a game and I'm running against myself. I'm running against myself in a lot of different facets, right? But like, I am racing myself to the fucking finish line. How fast can you go, bitch? That is what I'm looking at myself and asking. So learn to compete with yourself instead of other people. And it's going to be so much more fulfilling because you're going to be like, oh my God, I did it. Oh my God, I did it. I beat myself. How exciting. Like, progress is addicting. So get addicted to progress, you know, when it comes to business, especially. Okay. Oof. This was a really fun one to record. Honestly, I hope you guys really enjoyed this. I enjoyed speaking. Whenever I do these podcasts, it's just like this line of consciousness that just spews out of my mouth. It's so different than anything else that I do in my life and business. And it's just so great to talk it out, like verbal processing some of the things that go on in my mind. And I know this podcast is a lot different than a lot of other podcasts. I don't have guests on the show. It's just me just talking, like almost having a conversation with myself. But I really am having a conversation with you, even though you're not here and there's a million of you listening, not a million, but maybe one day. I don't know. I love it. And this episode was a really fun one to record. So I hope that you enjoyed it. If you did, please give us a review on the podcast. And if you do give us a review on the podcast, specifically on Apple Podcasts, please take a screenshot of it and email it over to Becca, B-E-C-C-A, at highmoon-studio.com. And we will send you a little gift in the mail to thank you for writing a review. Any little thing counts, you guys, when it comes to business, small business, entrepreneurship. Your support means the world to me, and I am doing all of these things for you. So thank you guys so much for listening. And if all you do is listen, that means the world to me too. So thank you so much. I will be back next week. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dream Smarter Podcast. My name is Alex Kraling, and I challenge you to grow your business the smart way, not the hard way. Follow along at Dream Smarter Podcast on Instagram.